Back in the 16th century, Shakespeare described a gentleman that loves to hear himself talk. More recently, your mother may have told you never to talk to strangers. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg found a woman in Paris who ignores all those observations.
France is a nation of talkers, everywhere and all the time. Intense one-on-one conversations that to a foreign ear sound like pigeons cooing. In Paris's most beautiful park, the Luxembourg Gardens, a small white-haired woman sits in the sun, inviting conversations with a two-sided sign on her lap.
My sign says, "Hello, let's talk." In French, I say, "Si on se parle."
The first time I came upon her, I'd gotten off the number 85 bus and was walking to a friend's place through the park. "Would you like to know about my signs?" "Of course." She explained her goal: getting strangers to talk with one another. In America, I talk to strangers, too, on the radio. Her lively eyes smiled. "Don't you want to interview me?" The next day, over my tape recorder, Miss Lily Seinashi, age 81, told her story.
"My idea is that it should be possible to talk to each other. And in public places, there should be places designed for the conversation. The same way as there are places for smokers, there should be places for talkers. So there is no misunderstanding, without money, without name, without any obligation. And I think it would give a lot of pleasure for many people."
Three men were chatting with Miss Lily when I arrived. One, a young African, misses his homeland.
"Need I have in my heart to return in my own home, Brazzaville?"
So mostly do people come tell you their problems, Miss Lily?
No. I cannot and I want not to replace a psychiatrist. Mm. I try to speak about general things.
About the world, or about life, or politics?
No politics and no religion. Because there come the wars from. And that's something I want to avoid. And I assure you that if you avoid these two subjects, then we understand each other.
So they talk about their lives, their interests. Some come to see Miss Lily more than once.
C'est la deuxième fois, second time. I see this paper.
He spotted Miss Lily and her signs last year, but didn't approach her then. His life was going badly. He had no job, was depressed, but now here he is again.
"What? Have a job."
What?
"So I am not alone."
And he's ready to join Miss Lily to talk. She speaks with him in French, but she has many languages: English, German, Dutch, a bit of Spanish, and Hungarian, her native language. She worked as an interpreter for decades. She lives in Brussels, but visits Paris several times a year to sit each sunny afternoon in the Luxembourg Gardens with her signs. It's a perfect crossroads. Everybody comes here, young, old, visitors, residents, and Miss Lily finds they all have something in common.
"If you speak here with the people, they tell you how lonely they feel. It's because of television, because the family relationship, many, many reasons. The result is that they are lonely and they enjoy to meet somebody new."
This dear 81-year-old in her pork pie hat, navy slacks, sturdy tan walking shoes, and her "Let's Talk" sign says she herself is never lonely. Lily Seinashi has lots of friends and relatives, but encouraging talk amongst strangers makes her feel she's doing something useful. She wishes others would carry signs, but understands it's not that easy.
"This cannot be done by anybody. I mean, a young girl cannot do it. A man, young or old, cannot do it. It must be an elderly woman to do it."
Because an older woman is safe, non-threatening. Still, Lily Seinashi knows she may appear odd sitting in the park with her signs.
people look upon me as a little bit crazy. So it doesn't bother me. I think the world is crazy enough. To be crazy among them is more a compliment than a shame.
What are you doing? Are you packing up your sign, Miss Lily?
Yes, I close my office.
It's getting late, almost 7 in the evening. She's been in the park since 3. She looks a bit tired.
Au revoir. Ça m'a fait vraiment plaisir.
But her mission's not over yet. A young woman comes up to thank Miss Lily.
Par le ciel. By the skies.
Sent by the heavens.
Sent by the heavens. Oh, sorry. Sent by the heavens.
Katrine is about to take a literature exam, which requires some facility with English. Yesterday, here in Miss Lily's circle, she met a fellow French woman with very good English. They plan to meet regularly before Katrine's exam.
Quel est le sens de we will?
Le sens de will.
Will say cruise.
Katrine has pulled out Jack Kerouac's novel On the Road and is getting help translating it into French for an assignment.
Circuler?
Oui.
Voilà.
The young African, an American man, and I wrestle with Kerouac's idiosyncratic American beats.
Not. We will to the sultry old light of Algiers.
Old. Quel est le sens de old ici?
As the glorious light of Paris begins to fade, Lily Seinagi lingers, enjoying this exchange. A circle of help that wouldn't have formed without her signs. Finally, she stands and picks up her cane. Can I walk you to the bus, the metro? No, don't disturb yourself. Gathering her things, Miss Lily heads for a flight of stairs and climbs slowly up and out of the park. Until tomorrow, if it's a nice day. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.